The boom and bust cycle of a resource economy has led to hundreds of layoffs in northern Ontario over the last few months. The steel industry in Sault Ste. Marie has taken a major hit as Tenaris Tubes has already laid off more than 200 workers. The remaining 200 will be laid off as well when the company goes into a temporary shutdown until mid-November. And there are also reports of layoffs for mining supply companies in Sudbury. It can all be traced back to falling mineral prices. Mickey Fulp is a geologist and the writer for the blog The Mercenary Geologist. He's been keeping a close eye on falling prices and the downturn in the mining industry, and he's joining us this afternoon to talk a bit about that. Good afternoon, Mickey.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So as you heard, as I just mentioned there, we are having some tough times in northern Ontario due to falling mineral prices. Is that surprising to you?
No, not at all. The demand from China has slowed considerably, so that's the real reason that you're seeing drops in, especially commodities like iron ore, your steel mills up there, which you alluded to, and nickel and copper in Sudbury. I dare say that with depressed prices, those mines are not doing very well right now.
How does China and the lack of demand from China, how does that lead to such a massive economic loss for us here in North America?
Well, these metals are traded on the world stage, and they're traded in U.S. dollars. And for the last 10 years or so, most of the growth demand has come from China. We're all aware that China was growing something like 12% annual GDP. That's now slowed down to 7%, 6 or 7, depending on if you actually put credence into Chinese numbers. That's still phenomenal growth in GDP, but it's less in demand for industrial metals.
What does that mean for mining operations around the world?
Well, there's a couple of things going on with mining operations worldwide. We do have a slowing down of the growth in demand. I mean, we're not growing as fast. Demand still is fairly robust. But what happens is the prices go down and people don't make money, so they start cutting back. And eventually it all comes out in the wash because in supply-demand capitalist fundamentals, the cure for low prices is simply low prices. So mining historically is traded in boom and bust cycles. We had a boom from 2003 to about 2013, and now we're in a bust cycle.
Gold is another thing that is way down compared to the peaks it was hitting a few years ago, which were kind of a bit of an anomaly. What has that meant for gold operations?
Well, gold operations are struggling, and they have been struggling even during the boom times from 2003 to 2013. Gold mining companies were not really profitable, and I put that to blame for the companies. As prices went up, they lowered their cutoff grade. Now, cutoff grade is the material that they can break even at, that they move and mine and process and break even. They cut their cutoff grade and they ramped up and they focused on growth, what I call a Wall Street style capitalism. Mm-hmm. And that didn't work very well. And then prices came down as they always do. And the gold miners have been in a world of hurt too.
Is it odd that we always seem to be surprised when the boom does go to bust? Because there are a lot of people who are saying, like, you know, why is this happening now? But, you know, we need these jobs.
Well, we need the jobs, but the world needs metals. But generally what happens is a pendulum swings one way too far, and then it'll swing back too far the other way. And we just got ahead of ourselves, driven by this idea that China was going to continue to grow. Really what happened during the global economic crisis is the Western world went into so-called quantitative easing, but what China did was they put massive amounts of capital into building out their infrastructure. When that slowed down, demand has come off, and we are suffering because of that right now.
Do you have any expectation as to when things would start to swing back the other way?
That's really hard to know. We have seen some upticks in gold over the last couple of weeks, but the idea that gold's going back to 1900, I think it just got way ahead of itself. We just really don't know. Like I say, demand remains strong. The growth in demand has slowed down. So at some point, production will come off, and all of a sudden metal prices will go up again because there won't be enough supply.
All right, Mickey, I appreciate your thoughts on this afternoon. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thanks a lot, Jason.